This is Since You Asked,
a new series on NSPR,
where you ask the questions
and we find the answers.
This is Loopy Green. I'm calling from Tehama County, California. And my question is, how is the issue of water resources for the North State being addressed? I'm concerned about the availability of water in the North State over time, given climate change, droughts, increased acreage of orchards, and water demands from the southern part of the state. Will the many individual water wells one die? Thanks so much. I appreciate it. Bye.
Standing on the banks of the Sacramento River in the spring, water may not seem like an issue in the North State. Last year was one of California's wettest years on record, and rivers and reservoirs are full from the downpours. But much of the water we use here is actually beneath the ground. California is one of the last U.S. states to impose regulations on groundwater. In 2014, Governor Jerry Brown signed the Groundwater Sustainability Management Act, often called SGMA, which requires that groundwater for most of the state be managed sustainably by 2042. Under SGMA, our local water agencies have to submit plans to protect our groundwater in the next 4 years.
If groundwater is being used, then that groundwater sustainability agency is going to have to determine or decide, you know, if they can afford to give up that groundwater.
That's Bill Ehorn. He's an engineering geologist at the Department of Water Resources in Red Bluff. Ehorn said that ideally, these new plans will take climate change, drought, and increasing demand for water all into consideration. Again, this is just 4 years to submit the plans. SGMA won't fully take effect for 24 years. Meanwhile, Ehorn's department is monitoring the water levels in hundreds of wells in the Sacramento Valley, from Colusa County in the south to Tehama County in the north. Ehorn can compare this data with previous years to see if groundwater levels are rising or declining over time.
From North Sacramento Valley as a whole, we're still 7 or so feet down on average than we were in fall 2011 before the drought.
Since 2014, 46 households in Tehama County reported to the state that they ran out of water due to a dry well or stream. It's unclear from the state's data how many of those shortages have been resolved. Mark Steeman is a professor of geography at Chico State. He says that considering climate trends, we're going to see more wells run dry in the future.
Because of the extreme heat that's going to be coming, it's going to cause even more evaporation and literally start drying out the ground.
Temperatures are expected to rise throughout the state, meaning less snowpack and less groundwater.
So you're going to see more pumping to try to keep the water levels going for agriculture. So you're going to see a good drop in the groundwater anticipated all throughout the northern state.
When I asked Ehorn whether or not household wells were likely to run dry, he was more optimistic.
The best answer I can give to that is, you know, you got to have faith in SGMA that they're going to that the sustainable groundwater management is actually going to result in sustainable groundwater management.
There are many factors that go into predicting what's going to happen with groundwater in the North State, and those factors can change at any moment. But if you're worried about your personal well, there are ways to tell whether or not it's at risk of going dry. Learn how at mynspr.org. Since You Asked is a new series on North State Public Radio where you ask the questions and we find the answers. So tell us, what have you been wondering about? Let us know at mynspr.org or give us a call at 530-433-4887. Today's episode featured original music by Michael Lee. For North State Public Radio News, I'm Adia White.